Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Saret Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need help.
Good morning. Well, actually, good afternoon. Radio listening audience, good afternoon. Thank you and bless you for tuning in today. This is Health by Design radio program, and I am your host, Saret Sands. And you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe it today, beloved, because it is so. Well, we thank you for tuning in once again to this radio program. We're coming to you all the way live from sunny South Florida. This is the day that the Lord has made, but we will rejoice and be glad in it. The birds are singing and the bees are humming, and we just thank God for this day. And we're going to just be grateful this day because, you know, here at Alpha Health and Health by Design Radio, we're here to lift you up in spirit, soul, and body. We believe in health in three dimensions. We believe in being whole, completely made whole, nothing missing, nothing lacking. I tell you, it is your heritage. It's the heritage of the saints of the Lord. It is the children's bread. Healing is the children's bread. And you can be made whole today. You can be healed today. You can be delivered from whatever is holding you back, whatever is holding you down, or whether it be in your soul, in the area of your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. Maybe there's something this week that was disturbing to you, that was troubling to you, that bothered you, that didn't give you a good feeling, and you just kind of held on to that thing. But we ask you to let it go today. To just begin to say, as the psalmist say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is worthy, he is good. So this day, he can begin to cleanse you up. He can begin to wash you. He can begin to make you new and whole again. And we're going to deal today with, you know, we're going to talk a little bit today. You know, this is, again, Nutritional Health Month. And the topic that we chose to try to address today is anorexia nervosa. Anorexia nervosa. And we want to deal a little bit with root causes. When we look at some of these diseases, we're going to definitely educate you on what it is what the person might be dealing with physically, naturally speaking. We're going to educate you as what's happening naturally, what's happening physically when that person is being challenged with a disease. But then we want to take you sometime a little further. We want to get you into some root causes. That way we would have to go into the mind or the psyche or what physically. We talk about what physically is happening, but what's happening mentally? What's happening with regard to the soul, with regard to the area of when we talk about mind, body, but we talk about your mind, your will, and your emotions. What role does that play in disease manifestation? Even though we have named diseases, we have begun to understand what's diabetes or what's hypertension or what's what other kind of disease, if it's an immune disorder, we begin to understand, you know, whether it's sickle cell anemia or other diseases. And, of course, diseases and understanding diseases, of course, we don't claim to try to take the place of your medical doctor or just claim to know it all. But what we want to do is we want to understand, you know, what is disease? And why is it disease, of course, by the simple name of it, is dis-ease. So you're just not at ease and you're not feeling well in a certain area. But we don't want to be fearful. We don't want to be frightened. We want to just be able to get educated, to be able to be empowered, to say, I have an understanding of this, if there's root causes, to address those. And then, of course, we have the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, which is a supernatural spirit that can come in, and when that super gets put on your natural, watch out, watch out. Amazing things happen. Miracles take place. Signs, wonders, and miracles. So we're going to ready to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to you a little bit about what anorexia nervosa. We're looking at that because this is a nutritional health month. We could be talking about bulimia, which is the opposite of, you know, anorexia, of course, is, you know, almost taking your body into a starvation state. But we're going to talk, clinically speaking, what is anorexia nervosa, what happens, what is the syndrome. But bulimia, you know, overeating, binge eating, you know, just, it's, you know, obviously, without going into it, which we will, there's going to be an emotional component, okay? Without going a lot into it, you got to imagine, and what you probably already know, is that there's an emotional component to eating disorders. So what we're talking about here today is eating disorders, practically speaking. And so we want to look at root causes. We want to just talk naturally speaking, physically, what's going on with the body, you know, when people are doing this, you know, this emotional eating or this eating disorder. And just try to look at it, because then that way you can recognize signs and symptoms if it's in someone else or if it's in yourself. Even people who are clinical people, or people who are even social workers or caseworkers, or even if you keep your guardians, or you're keeping your children or your grandchildren, or you're dealing with people in any capacity and helping people, it's always good to know, to recognize signs that maybe is not normal for the first person characteristics. And, of course, you know, we definitely want to pray about it. You know, we don't want to get too worked up. But then after we prayed and after you have recognized signs and symptoms, then we can begin to understand what is the pathway to wellness and wholeness. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about what anorexia nervosa is, and then we're going to try to deal with some root causes. We're going to look at the emotional component of eating disorders, and where that is, talking about the root, some getting to the root. And then, you know, we want to talk a little bit about the spiritual component, and particularly how what's down to the heart of the matter, the spiritual component of the matter, what's really happening, what can we do to be able to empower ourselves and get better. Okay, this is Health by Design Radio Program. I'm your host, Rick Sand. Thank you for tuning in. We will be right back, and we'll be talking to you just a little bit further. Okay.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Welcome back. Welcome back, radio listening audience. I am your host, Red Sands, and, you know, God wants you whole in every area. We thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for tuning in week by week. And today, of course, this month is National Nutritional Health Month. And so, you know, we want to just try to determine ways. You know, we want you to go ahead and connect with us. Again, we're posting quite a bit of good and helpful information and tips on the Facebook. Please go ahead and like Alpha Health page, Alpha Health RX. Alpha Health and Nutrition RX as well. And so go ahead and get connected. We're going to try to go ahead and start a group for you soon where you can go ahead and just be a part of this movement in health and empower you, and you go ahead and take control in the area of your health and set your goals and go ahead and accomplish them. And again, this month is Nutritional Health and Information and Health and Wellness Month. So we'll go ahead and add that wellness in there. Anorexia nervosa. So a person with anorexia usually has an intense fear. Okay, there's a word fear of gaining weight or becoming fat. even when they're underweight, okay? So even if they don't have anything really to be concerned about, there's a fear of gaining weight. They refuse to keep weight at what is considered normal for their age and height. We talk about BMI, body mass index. So these people would be 15% or more below the normal weight. So they would be 15% or more below their normal weight. So, you know, a lot of people are concerned about being overweight. But then in this case, because of this condition, they would be 15% below their normal weight. They have a body image. We're talking about images, another keyword, image. What's in your mind? What do you see? What do you perceive? So they have an image that is distorted. So they're not even seeing themselves in the right way. So they have an image that is very distorted. They're very focused on body weight or shape, and they refuse to admit the danger of weight loss. So they go about this, you know, starving or keeping themselves away from food and avoiding food, and then they are not even conscious, and they will not even admit that there's a danger of what they're doing. Of course, people with anorexia, again, they severely limit, or they often severely limit the amount of food that they eat, okay? Or they will just eat and then make themselves throw up. So, therefore, they don't want to consume that food. They're very concerned, again, overly concerned about the way they look and their appearance. The image is a little distorted, so they're looking in the mirror, and even though there's a beautiful person looking back at them, they don't see that. So in their mind and their emotions, and then they bring in their will tells them that so we're dealing in that area, the mind, will, and emotions, emotionally speaking, then they have the mindset that something's wrong with them. And so they will, if they do eat, they'll limit severely food that's coming in, and if they do eat, they will go ahead and just, oftentimes they will just throw it up. Okay, and we've seen where that they'll take people with this disorder. Sometimes they'll take extra laxatives, and they'll just begin to take X-lax and all the different laxatives. Now, there's a difference between a laxative and a stool softener. A stool softener is just something more natural. If you add fiber to your diet or Metamucil, and you just try to have a normal bowel movement, but when you take excess laxatives, That's stimulating your natural cycle of your bowel, where naturally there's a stimulation in that vagus nerve or that intestinal nerve that's going to just naturally stimulate. And then if you eat more fiber, you'll be able to move your stool along. And that's very important to take a minute to talk about it, because a high fiber diet has been shown to prevent many diseases, help lower cholesterol, help manage if there's person borderline diabetes or diabetic, and as well as you know, have a healthier GI tract. So you need plenty of fiber, fruits and fiber in your diet. But in this case, instead of having just what would be a natural bowel movement, they go ahead and take plenty of laxatives, stimulate their body to release all of the this food and out of their digestive tract. Well, radio listening audience, I want to talk a little bit about some other concerns. Let me just finish talking a little bit more about anorexia nervosa. We may not be able to cover everything in this week regarding this, but we will continue this topic next week because it's a very in-depth topic, and there's a little bit more that needs to be covered than what we have available the time. So, of course, people with anorexia nervosa, they will limit the amount of food that they eat. They will often take extra laxatives. You'll find them sometimes doing just things that you can tell there's something's not quite normal. But anyhow, they will cut up their food often into small pieces. There's a little bit beyond what we call a picky eater, because sometimes a picky eater will play with the food and won't eat the food and kind of, you know, just do all kind of things, but, you know, they'll do things that will just kind of keep them from being able to. So this, and just trying to wrap this up, They'll cut the food into small pieces and move around the plate instead of eating the food. They will. They believe that they need to exercise all the time, even when the weather is bad, or they don't even feel like it, or they may even have an injury. But they'll go ahead and just exercise because they feel like they cannot, get enough exercise in. And again, you know, they want to be going to the bathroom so they can evacuate everything all the time. So they'll go to they'll make it a point to go to the bathroom after every meal, which going to the bathroom is a normal thing, you know, to evacuate the bowel and make sure the bowels are clean. But these people have a little bit more than more like a set obsession with it. And then if they're in a group of people, they will often refuse to eat around other people. Again, that's, mental perception because they perceive that they don't have a good view or perception of themselves, so they don't even want people to see them eating food around them. And then they'll take, sometimes extra water pills so they can just cleanse, everything out of them, get, diuretics and release water. And again, if they, to make sure they haven't continued bowel movements, they would add even laxatives. We've talked about laxatives, but they would add even enemas and, take diet pills. So, I mean, there's just a whole syndrome of things that are going on with anorexia nervosa where the people are limiting the foods, over-exercising, water pills, taking laxatives. So it's an image issue that we're dealing with often. And again, like I was saying, there's an emotional component. And, we want to get into also a little bit about the, spiritual component that would, that so we can hopefully be able to add some help and some hope for these individuals. And again, radio listeners, audience, this is a Health by Design radio program. Again, I know our broadcast is fast coming to a close here. We're going to have to continue this next week because we did not get a chance to go into all the things that we need to go into with regard to this eating disorder, or for that fact, eating disorders in general. We know that there's an emotional component, what we call emotion focus. There's an image problem here where the person's not even seeing themselves in the correct perspective, even looking at themselves. What they see in the mirror is not really what is actually the truth about the matter. And so there's a distorted view that's happening here. We're talking about anorexia nervosa today. I just want to close with, this scripture because of the time that we did not have today, but we're going to, definitely want to dig deep into this. We want to ask you to join us. We'd like to maybe even have a discussion with you regarding this. Next week, please tune in because we'd like to hear from you on what has been your experience. Have you, without, naming any names, of course, have you observed anyone like this or that could potentially have an issue in this area? So this is the scripture that I'm going to leave you with. People today, I appreciate thank you for tuning in. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. So, of course, life flows out of the heart. We will say how you perceive things, what image you might have. This is the heart of the matter. Matter is getting to the spiritual component of who you really are deep down inside. So if you really guard your heart, and you guard your heart by prayer, by listening, what's coming in your eye gate, your ear gate, protecting each and every component so that you can be made whole. And a lot of times, people don't realize that the heart is deceitful. It can be deceitful, desperately wicked. And because of all of these things, just the way the human heart was, where you were born, like David said, I was shaped in iniquity. I was born, into a world of sin. But But the Lord, thank God for the Holy Spirit, has come in to cleanse you, up where you're lacking, to create in you, Psalmist said in Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Wash me and I shall be made whole. That'll be our prayer. Let that be our prayer today. Let that be our prayer this week. Because, you know, we're in a world and sometimes people are easily influenced by things that take place, that take up space, instead of the things that are going to be life. Choose life today. And because we're in a world that sometimes, you know, that we, you know, are bombarded by different things that aren't productive and that will not lead to that abundant life. In John 10:10, it says that the thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come to give you life and life more abundantly. Well, we thank you again for tuning in today. Please tune in next week. We're going to try to go ahead and have a discussion, try to finish and conclude what we're talking about, nutritional health and eating disorders. Thank you for tuning in today.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.